Here you go, banana.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station. It is with great compassion that our network owner, Michelle E. Alford, provides to you an array of qualified hosts that share in the commitment to educate, entertain, motivate, inspire, heal, enlighten the spirit, and positively affect the human experience. It is with great pleasure to bring to you this segment of Here's to Your Health with Dr. Doris Moton Spruill, where your health is her business. Here's Dr. Doris Moton Spruill.
Good evening, everybody. Happy Tuesday evening. Welcome to Here's to Your Health with me, yours truly, Dr. Doris Moton Spruill, Dr. D, as some of you so affectionately call me, Dr. Doris, hey, whatever. I'm really in a really relaxed state of mind right now, and I think it's partially due to this wonderful tea that I found. It's called Relaxed Mind, and it promotes tranquility. So if you don't hear me kind of amped up tonight, I think the tea has something to do with it. It is absolutely marvelous. It's by Yogi, and it has a lot of awesome things in it, this Relaxed Mind tea. It's got, oh, and you could taste the sage, and anybody know me know that I love sage, not too much of it, but I love sage. There's nothing like a good falafel. With the, you know, the taste of the sage, but I don't like it to be overpowering, you know. But this tea has organic, everything in it is organic. It has sage leaf, organic lavender flower. It has nettle leaf and skullcap and chrysanthemum flower. It has organic blackberry leaf, organic gota cola leaf, organic helichrysum flower, organic, shank pushpi. Okay, leaf. Oh, that's an awesome herb for relaxing the mind and the medulla oblongata. It has lemon myrtle leaf in it, and it has stevia leaf. And it is, oh, wow, it is so good. It's by Yogi, so you've got to pick up a box of it because it's the perfect thing for when you've had a long day, a day that maybe you've been running around hither, yet thither, and yon, and you just want to come in and relax, maybe take a good hot bath and just enjoy a nice hot cup of tea, maybe as you have an interlude, you know, where you light all the candles in the bathroom around the tub and just have an interlude and just sip your tea and just lay back. Well, this is a tea that I highly recommend. It is so very delicious. Yes, it's good. Welcome to Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. D, brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. There's a lot of good things going on this station. I hope you guys take the time to come back during the week and check us out, the Poetic Energy Network Station. There's a lot of good things going on. So check out the lineup, and we just love to have you come on aboard, okay? I want to let you guys know that I am not a medical doctor. I am an ND. I'm a naturopathic or a naturopathic doctor, you know, tomato, tomato, potato, patata, however you choose to say it. But all this means is that I use natural modalities such as prayer, herbs, whole food, good water, exercise, rather than systemic drugs to help the body do what it intrinsically does so well, and that's heal itself. I'm a raw chef. I'm a certified raw chef. I hold certifications in herbology and nutrition and dry blood cell analogy. And I'm saying all that to say this. Your good health is my business. That's what all that other stuff was about. Your good health is my business. I have a passion for helping people help their body get back into sync. That's my passion. I love it. And I want to invite you guys to go to my website. Check out my website. I posted a wonderful green smoothie on my website, one that I made on yesterday, and it was so good. I just wanted to turn the canister up, the blender canister. I just wanted to stand there and just turn that up. After I poured a little bit in the glass, I'm like, oh, it was so good. So I had to share it, you know. So I have the recipe on my website, and I have what it looks like and everything that I put in it. So go check it out. My website address is www.4yourgoodhealth. Yeah, go check it out and see what's going on. Also, this month I'm offering free family health seminars or health and wellness seminars. All you have to do is get some family members together, and I'll come in and we'll do a little health seminar. You know, get some healthy foods. Nothing, you know, no fried chicken and ribs. You see. We're going to have some healthy foods, and we're going to sit and we're going to talk about how to help the body maintain, regain, and improve itself. There's too many of us leaving here, y'all. I'm telling you, I just got word today that a lady whom I adore, she's gone. Went in the hospital with pneumonia. She's not coming home. So please, please take care of yourself. You know, everybody's so busy and running here and there. You know, people don't have time to try to take care of anybody. And it's really sad. It is really sad. But people don't have the time. Don't nobody want to take. And you got kids? You think your kids gonna do it? Yeah. Okay, just know that we got to take care of ourselves. You know, it's not about health care. It's about self-care. It's about you taking care of you. So that's just, you know, I want to share that tonight and just let you know, take care of yourself. You are so very important to you. You have got to take care of you. You know, we go into the nursing homes and the hospitals on a weekly basis, and it's, wow. Some of the things you see is just, it makes you just say, you know what, I've got to do even better. That's how it is. So I can't emphasize enough to do whatever it is you have to do to take care of you, okay? My affirmation for tonight simply says, I accept myself just the way I am, and I move toward who I want to be. I do all things to perfectly maintain my body and my health. I maintain exercising and eating habits that support my perfect health and ideal weight. I release emotionally to support my ideal weight. I release, I release, I release. Let's just take a moment and just take a deep breath. When you breathe in, your stomach should expand. So take a moment and just take a deep breath. Just sit erect with your hands on your lap. And just close your eyes for a minute. And just take a deep breath, deep. Hold it. Now release it through your mouth. Breathe in through your nose, and as you breathe in through your nose, your stomach, you should feel your stomach expand like a balloon. It should get bigger. So let's do it again. And as you exhale, your stomach should come all the way in, like you're trying to touch your navel to the back of your spine. It should come all the way in. So let's try it again. Deep breath. Let it out. You'd be surprised how deep breathing could actually, it lowers the blood pressure. It puts you in a state of tranquility. It is just excellent for just telling the body to just simmer down. Simmer down now, you know. And we should do that. We should practice doing that every single day. Simmer down. I'm just going to take some time to just relax. Relax my body. Relax my mind. Go in a room where there's no noise and just sit with your eyes closed. And just relax. Whew. Okay, I almost went to sleep. Okay. Listen, I want to share something with you guys. I called Frito-Lay, and I told them that I was concerned that a lot of their products had MSG. And I told the lady, I said, you know, I don't like the fact that I'm buying products that has MSG in them. And she said, well, you know, MSG is really, it's a natural product, and it's not really, you know, what you think and this. And I said, listen, ma'am, I know exactly what MSG is, monosodium glutamate. I also know that it's an excitotoxin. And she said, oh, no, it's a natural product. And I said, okay. I said, but I would really like to know the product that that has MSG in them. And oh, guess what she did? She sent me a letter, very nice letter, and I want to share it with you tonight. She says, dear Dr. Moton Spruill, thank you for contacting Frito-Lay. Your comments are important to us, so we appreciate you sharing them with us. Monosodium glutamate, MSG, is a natural ingredient derived from glutamic acid, an amino acid present in most foods. Really. MSG is used in American cooking because of its desirable effects on flavor. Yeah, I'll tell you more about that in a minute. In order to maintain the taste that consumers have grown to love in Frito-Lay snacks, yeah, you know why they've grown to love them? Because they become addicted. That's one of the side effects of monosodium glutamate. So, yeah, uh-huh, yeah, they have grown to love them. In fact, remember back a while back, some years back, Frito-Lay used to have their slogan was, I bet you can't eat just one. You know, we never thought that it was because we were eating a potato chip that actually had monosodium glutamate in it. And, yeah, no, you couldn't eat just one. Because once that potato chip hit your tongue and your taste buds got all excited, they clamored for more. So, no, you had to have more than one. But you see how they changed that slogan? You know what? We have got to be so aware of what's going on. So she goes on to say, in accordance with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA regulations, we list mono MSG in the ingredient statement whenever it is used, so consumers will always know if MSG is added. It is never included as an artificial ingredient or as an unnamed spice. We appreciate you taking time to contact us and hope that you will continue to select Frito-Lay products when you're looking for the great-tasting, high-quality snack foods. Should you have additional questions or comments, please call us at this toll-free number, Monday through Friday, between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. Sincerely, Bon Barn Chung, Consumer Relations. So she also included in this nicely, you know, this nice little craft letter. She also included products not containing MSG. And let me see, did she have one here that contains MSG? No, she didn't. She didn't put one that contains MSG. She just gave me a two-page letter of products that does not contain MSG. And some of the products on here are very questionable. So I'll just leave it like that because, see, she's saying that they don't put MSG on the ingredient label and not call it MSG. But we all know that's not true, right? Because we know that they'll hide it in a name called natural flavoring. You see, we have to be so aware. We have to be really conscientious consumers because the things that's being done now, health enthusiasts, it's crazy. You know, they really expect us to fall for this stuff. Another thing I'd like to share with you guys, be very watchful where you purchase your sweet potatoes and your yams. What I've started doing is I purchase two, and one I'll put in water to see if it starts to sprout, and the other I'll just hold up for a while because if it's a good potato without any of that bud nip on it, you know, the chlorprofen, if you get a potato that doesn't have that, within that week it should start sprouting. So I bought one, and I'm going to post it on my website where I bought it from. In fact, this is the second one I bought. The first one, you know, I told you guys that I bought it at a health food store, Natural Food Patch, and it was just, it rotted. It stayed in water about 2.5 months, it never sprouted anything. So we know what was going on with that one, right? Also, I purchased another one in April, and I put it in water on the 18th. At first I saw two little sprigs, two little roots coming out. So I said, oh, wow, okay, good one. That's all that came out. As of a couple of days ago, I think it was Saturday, I threw it out because it had begun to stink. So, and that one I bought at the Western Market on Nine Mile. So I'm just telling you to be very conscientious, and I did phone both of the stores and let them know exactly what I thought so that they would be aware, and I did tell them that I would be letting what I found out, I would let others know. So I just want to let you guys know to just be cautious. You know, buy two. I'm still on the hunt for a good sweet potato now. So I said my next buy will probably be from Zerbo's. And because I have purchased sweet potatoes from them before, but that was before I became knowledgeable of just what's going on with this chloroprofan. So, you know, I'm just letting you know what's going on. Be very conscientious. Buy a couple, you know, and if it starts to root, then, hey, you got your nice little sweet potato plant. Because, you know, I don't know if you guys ever had those when we were coming up, but my mother put a sweet potato in a jar one time. This thing grew the most big, lush, beautiful running vine you've ever wanted to see in your life. I mean, beautiful. So I'm like, what is going on with this? So it's just, you know, FYI for your information. Let's see, fiber. Do you know fiber helps you to lose weight? I've been double hitting my flaxseed. I still do my flaxseed, but now I'm also taking flaxseed oil. I want to hit it. I love flaxseed. I truly love it. So I've started to take me some flaxseed oil because, you know, I don't do fish oil, cod liver oil. So this is another way for me to get those also valuable omega 369 and the cod liver oil. And the flaxseed oil that I'm taking is just chock full of it. It's just full of it. So it's an awesome one. If you guys are interested in knowing where I purchased it, all you have to do is shoot me a line at ybpo411@yahoo.com, and I'd be more than happy to share that with you. The only reason I'm not doing it right now is because I don't have it with me. I don't have it. So I'd be more than happy to do that. You know that. I don't have any problems with sharing. Caring is sharing. Sharing is caring. I don't have any problems with it because, like I heard at a conference, I was at a leadership conference this past weekend, and like the minister that was speaking, the bishop that was speaking said, you know, everything that we know, we learned it from somewhere or from somebody, you know. So I don't mind sharing at all. But some of the best sources of fiber. Now, did you know that fiber helps you to lose weight? Yes. Scientific research has proven that dietary fiber is not only useful for proper digestion and bowel movements, but it's also helpful in reducing weight, releasing weight. And here's why. It fills your belly. It acts like a sponge. It's slower to be digested and absorbed, so it makes you feel full. You know, like when you're waiting for your entree to come and they put this big basket of bread on the table. That's a setup if it ever was one. But, hey, some people will just eat as much as they want, and then they say, well, you know, I'm done. I'm like, can I have a little box to go? That's another meal for me. So, you know, that's why. It makes you feel full. And WebMD weight loss clinic dietitian Kathleen Zellman, she's a PHM, a PHMPH. She's also a registered dietitian. And she says it also provides a lot of bulk, which adds to elimination and helps the lower blood cholesterol. And who don't need that? I mean, you know what? It's always good to have that cholesterol check. Know your numbers. You know, I tell you guys that all the time. Know your numbers. We got to know the numbers. So here's 10 of the best sources of fiber. And these are some foods that are excellent sources of fiber, and they should be certainly included in our diet daily. So I want to share some with you. I want to share 10 with you. The first one is bran. It has 85.6 grams of fiber, 100 grams per serving. Corn bran contains the maximum amount of dietary fiber as compared to any other food. And according to today's dietitian, just 1 ounce of oat bran contains 12 grams of fiber, 12 grams. Beans. Ooh, and I love beans. I think that's why I'll never be raw. Well, that among other things. Every once in a while, I love me some steamed vegetables. You know, I love steamed broccoli, lightly steamed, you know. But, yeah, beans. Boiled beans contain a lot of dietary fiber. And according to today's dietitian, black beans, navy beans, and kidney beans are among the best sources of fiber. With 15 grams of fiber, for more than one cup. So in every one cup, you get about 15 grams of fiber, or more, per cup, because you know some of us a cup is a cup like 8 ounces, and some is a cup. It's like a cup and a half, you know. So depending on your cup, so black beans, or navy beans, or kidney beans. All of them, they're an excellent source of fiber. Also, berries. Berries are an excellent source of fiber and a delightful addition to your healthy diet. And according to dietitians today, raspberries, blackberries, and elderberries are the best source of dietary fiber, with 8 to 10 grams per one cup serving. Again, depending on your cup, you know. Berries can easily be added to your foods, to your cereals, to your smoothies, and even consume them raw. Just eat them raw. We know that organic is always best. Cocoa. Many studies have proven that chocolate, especially dark, raw chocolate, is beneficial for our health in more ways than one. Dark chocolate is an excellent source of iron and potassium. Potassium is excellent for those kidneys, y'all. It's excellent for lowering that blood pressure, getting that blood pressure stabilized. So it's excellent for that, and it provides 32.2 grams of fiber per 100-gram serving. Milk chocolate, however, does not contain enough fiber. And you know what? It really shouldn't even be eaten. No, not really shouldn't. It should be avoided at all costs. I'll put it like that. Seeds, especially my little flax seeds and sesame seeds, they've been known for their healthy oils and the dietary fiber for all ages. Flax seeds contain 27.3 grams of fiber per 100-gram serving. So you can add flaxseed and sesame seed to your salad, to your bread. You know, you guys know I do flaxseed crackers, you know. So it just helps improve your fiber intake. So get that little extra fiber in there. And then the seed itself, the flaxseed itself, once it's crushed and the oils come out, the oils are very, very beneficial to your health. And the little seed, the little pod, once it's crushed, it helps to clean the colon. It keeps the colon swept clean. So it's excellent. Nuts are always a lovely addition to the mid-meal sandwich or salad. Almonds, and I love almonds. I just made fresh almond butter on yesterday. I got about a quart. I got actually about 3 quarts and then a little bit over from the almonds that I did. It's always a good idea to soak your almonds because they have an enzyme inhibitor that, you know, makes them hard to be digested. So you always want to soak them. In mine, I soak them and then I dehydrate them. So it's a good thing to do that. So nuts, they're very rich in fiber. They have about 12.2 grams per 100-gram serving. And some of the good ones are, of course, almonds and pistachios, walnuts, hazelnuts, and pecans are all excellent sources of fiber. Adding nuts to your diet can be as easy as, you know, tossing them on salads, eating them for snacks. Sometime I'll make me a little bag if I'm going out. I'll put me a few nuts, a few almonds, a few carrots, maybe a couple of pieces of celery in a little bag, and or some fruit, some apples or something, and put it in a little bag and put it in my little tote and throw it in my car. I have these nice little coolers in the back on up under the mats on the floor. So I can throw me some fruit in there, some water or a green smoothie or something. And I don't have to worry about if I get hungry. You know, sometimes we sabotage ourselves when we get hungry, and then we have to pull over and, you know, supersize it. And we don't want to do that. So that's just a little tidbit for you, and I'm throwing that in for free tonight. Greens. We all know that green leafy vegetables are rich in iron, and they're rich in fiber as well. Dietitians now have proven that some of the best green vegetables for fiber includes spinach, turnip greens, collard greens, beet greens. Have you ever taken a beet green and just lightly steamed it? Oh, it is so good. It's got this little, like a little sweet taste to it, you know? It is so good. You've got to try it, guys. Just don't steam it too long. Just lightly steam it. And it is just excellent. Beet greens are so good. So, yeah, and we all know we used to eat a lot of greens, you know, coming up. That was our main staple, greens and beans. And, boy, did I love them and love them just as much now. So just one cup of cooked greens contains 4 to 5 grams of fiber, and you can put them in your salads. You can use them as solid greens. And then it's an awesome way to increase your fiber intake. So that's 7, the bran, the beans, the berries, the cocoa, dark chocolate, the seeds, flax seed and sesame seeds and sunflower seeds, nuts, and your greens. Number 8 is artichoke. You know what? I have never learned how to properly prepare artichoke. That's something that's going to be a task that I'm going to do that this year. I have never been able to properly prepare an artichoke. And if any of you have, please, I'll buy some and bring them over, and you can show me how to do them. Because the last ones I did, they just, I didn't get it. So. But, yeah, artichokes contain fiber. They also contain vitamin K and folic. It's also a significant source of vitamin C, magnesium, manganese, potassium. And according to the Women's Day magazine, 1 cup of cooked artichoke, check this out, guys, contains 10.3 grams of fiber in just 1 cup. Lentils, okay, let me see all the hands. For those that like the lentils, crushed lentil soup, oh, yeah, love it. While Asian cuisine requires large amounts of lentils, American diet lacks lentils. In fact, I think we really start eating lentils when the Arabs start opening up the Mediterranean restaurants. We did split pea when I was coming up, but never lentils. But now, you know, being that, we enjoy some of the Mediterranean dishes. A lentil soup is excellent. Sometimes I like it crushed. And then sometimes if it's, like, I notice I like it more, the whole lentils, like in the wintertime. But Any other time, I like kind of the crushed lentils. Okay, so 1 cup of cooked lentils contain, you guys will never believe this, 1 cup of cooked lentils contain 15.6 grams of fiber alone. Wow, that is amazing. And you can serve lentils just as a side dish, or make them into a soup or stew, whatever you decide, however you like them. And also dried herbs. Dried herbs are packed with vitamins and minerals. Dried herbs also, they're an excellent source of fiber. How about ground cinnamon? It contains the most fiber, providing 53.1 gram per 100 gram serving. Cinnamon, fiber. Who would have thunk it, huh? Adding dried herbs like cinnamon and oregano and rosemary and coriander and basil and sage and fennel and caraway and paprika and thyme and chili, chili powder, cloves, cayenne pepper, and black pepper. I'm not too much for black pepper, but okay. It can help your daily fiber intake. So there you have it, all 10. And those 10 are, once again, bran, bean, berry, cocoa, seeds, nuts, greens, artichoke, lentil, and dried herbs. Okay? That's 10 things that can help to add fiber to your diet to help you release some of that weight that you want to release to get into that new outfit for the summer, for the family reunion that you're going to, and take a good healthy dish. I'd like to share with you guys something that I became aware of. Someone sent me over the internet, a YouTube of these two sisters. They live in Detroit, and they have a business called Naturally Fly, and it's taking care of hair that's natural. There's a whole movement of people. In fact, I saw my friend Jendai there. You know, Jendai has locks down past her butt. And it's a movement just for natural hair care. These people don't want to put any perms in their hair. They don't want any pressing of the hair other than a blow drying it to get it braided. But they don't want to do any chemicals. And they mentioned a product that I checked into. And I got to tell you guys, it is absolutely wonderful. I was sharing with a friend of mine today that the smell alone, as I did my hair on yesterday evening before I got ready to go to bed. And first of all, I used this. They have what's called a deep treatment mask for your hair. And the product is by Shea Moisture. And I really want to share something with you about this product. It's called Shea Moisture, and it was established in 1912, okay? It's certified organic. It's raw shea butter, deep treatment mask. It has sea kelp in it. It has argan oil, and it has shea butter. And this one, I don't know why it says for damaged hair, but my hair is not really damaged, but it's dry. It's really dry. So I'm using it for that, but it heals, grows, and strengthens. And it's just, this is the one. Let me share something with you about this. This is the story behind this product. It says, Soapy Tucker started selling shea nuts at a village market in Bapa, Sierra Leone, in 1912. By age 19, the widowed mother of four was selling shea butter, black soap, and her homemade hair and skin preparations all over the countryside. Sophie Tucker was our grandmother, and Shea Moisture is her legacy. With this purchase, you help empower disadvantaged women to realize a brighter, healthier future. These products are cruelty-free. There are no animal testing, no parabens, no paraffins, no gluten, no glycolic acid, no mineral oil, no synthetic fragrance. No animal testing, no synthetic coloring, no animal ingredients, and no sulfate. This is wonderful. And the mask, you just put it on your hair, you leave it for 55 to 30 minutes, and then you just, you know, wash it out. And this is the way I did it. I used it first, and then I shampooed my hair. And the shampoo is just as extraordinary. It's for healing and growing and strengthening the hair. And the smell is just, I mean, you guys got to try it. You can purchase it at Target and at Walgreens. It's really economical, you know, and that's the main thing. With anything, you got to be able to afford it. You know what I'm saying? And this is really this product hydrates, it smooths, and repairs strands, leaving hair manageable and soft. And after the shampoo, you use there's a conditioner, and the conditioner is either you can leave it in, excuse me, or you can wash it out. And it's just got such awesome, when I read the ingredients, all I can do is smile. I'm like, you know what? You can eat this stuff. And isn't that exactly what you want to put on your skin and your body? You know, we should be able to eat what we use on our skin, you know? So, you got to try it. It's $7.99. It's on sale right now. So just check it out. For those of you that have children or whatever, for yourself that are really into taking care of their hair, just try it. Like I said, I woke up during the night and I would just run my hair through my fingers through my hair because it felt so good. And then I just smell my hands and it just smells so good. Whew, I love it. I want to wash my hair tonight. You guys been asking. I got an email and somebody asked me, they said, what is the benefits of apple cider vinegar? And I said, oh, you want to know the benefits of apple cider vinegar? Apple cider vinegar, I think every home should have apple cider vinegar. Every home. It should be a main staple. You know, just like I did that show concerning different herbs that every home should have. Every home should have some good apple cider vinegar. I'm not talking about that distilled white vinegar. I'm saying good apple cider vinegar. And the apple cider vinegar that I use and I promote is Bragg. Love it. So just for that person that sent me the email and wanted to know, apple cider vinegar, it's a wonderful natural cure for a number of ailments, which usually require antibiotics and other medications that have a number of side effects. In particular, apple cider vinegar has been known for years to reduce sinus infections and sore throats, balance high cholesterol, cure all sorts of skin conditions, such as acne and eczema. It protects against food poisoning. It fights allergies in both humans and animals. It prevents muscle fatigue after exercising. It strengthens the immune system. It increases the stamina. It increases the metabolic action of the body, which promotes weight loss. There we go. It improves digestion, and it cures constipation. It alleviates symptoms of arthritis and gout. It prevents bladder stones and urinary tract infections. You know what? If you take about a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar and a glass of water before you eat dinner, you will find that you won't eat as much, and then afterward you'll have such a good elimination. So just try it. Try it with you, especially that meal in the evening. If it's a little late and you're having that heaviest meal in the evening, try it before that, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. You can also use apple cider vinegar for bad breath, and it's simply because of the acid properties. Apple cider vinegar makes a wonderful remedy for halitosis, and you just use it as a gargle. It's also good for age spots. Well, we don't get too many of those, but, you know, for our Caucasian brothers and sisters, you can apply apple cider vinegar right to the age spots. And because of the fact that it contains sulfur, this is what helps to fade the age spots. It's good for cellulite. Oh, wow. I've got to go get a case. I'll be right back. No, many women have found that apple cider vinegar can help reduce the appearance of cellulite. I've never tried it, so I can't say, but I do know for stomach problems, it's out of this world. If you can just put you a little bit in some water and just swallow it down, it will take care of an upset stomach just like that. So, yes, apple cider vinegar is awesome. It's like I said, it should be a main staple, something that we should always have. For my married people that's on the line tonight and in the chat room, got something for you too. Need an aphrodisiac? You know the best aphrodisiac there is? Beets. Beets. B-E-E-P-S. Yep, because of the boron. It helps women to use and metabolize estrogen. It also balances calcium, magnesium, and phosphorus, which helps maintain bone strength. Now, the beets are awesome. I take my beetroot very faithfully. It also, research has shown that as men age, boron intakes can increase testosterone levels by as much as 50%. Now, in men, low testosterone can lead to loss in muscle mass, fatigue, mood swings, and depression. Okay, any of my guys on the line tonight dealing with something like that? If so, I want you girls, I want the wives to raise their hand tonight and tell me all about it. No, I'm just joking. But boron may even be more important for women because of the fact that it helps to metabolize estrogen. So studies have also showed that diets high in boron containing fruits and vegetables like beets help prevent calcium loss and bone loss in postmenopausal women. So, hey, let's get on those beets. Let's get more beets. Dennis, more beet juice, more beet extract, yeah. And in fact, vegetarian diets like there's one called, you guys are familiar with the Hallelujah diet. It provides nearly double the boron intake of meat-based diets. They eat a lot of vegetables, one cooked meal, and that's what I like. I try to eat one cooked meal today. I had for my cook meal today was brown rice oatmeal, not brown rice oatmeal, brown rice cereal in place of oatmeal. And I took a picture of it, so I'll be posting that to my website as well. But it's just excellent. And then for my dinner, I had a little bit of the rice left over, about a half a cup of the rice. But then I made like a salad with some beautiful broccoli and asparagus and onions and garlic, and I just put them all together and poured a little sesame seed oil in there and kind of stirred it up, put a couple of sprays of amino acids and some apple cider vinegar, and just tossed it around for a little while and put it on top of the rice, and that was dinner. And it was absolutely marvelous. So, and then tonight I'm sipping on my Relaxed Mind tea. And that's it. That's it for tonight. I'm good to go. Also, I wanted to share something about sleep. For all you sleepyheads or non-sleepyheads, check this out. Do you know that it is really important that we get enough sleep? Getting enough sleep, and I'm talking about good sleep, is very important. But you ever wonder how much sleep should we be getting? Well, studies show that for adults, 7 to 8 hours a night is best. And in the classic Alameda County study, which included nearly 7,000 people, researchers found that this figure was associated with the greatest longevity. Y'all, it's a reason God made us to sleep at night and be awake during the day. There's a reason. While we think that it's just, you know, oh, well, it's not important, it really is. We've seen clearly that restricted sleep is detrimental. But guess what? Too much sleep can also be detrimental. You know, somebody that sleeps like 8 to 10 hours, they can sleep from 8 to 10 hours. That can be just as detrimental as not getting enough sleep. In fact, researchers discovered that subjects who reported short, like 6 or less hours of sleep per night, or long, like 9 or more hours, shortened their lives by an average of 9 years when compared to people who slept 7 to 8 hours per night. See why I tell y'all, honey, come 9:30, I'll be ready to go to sleep. I don't want to talk on no phone. I want to go to sleep. Excuse me. So, I mean, it's just important because now research indicates that the familiar quote by Benjamin Franklin, remember that quote he used to say? What was it? Early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Well, they found out that there's a lot of wisdom to that. And surprising health improvements might be the morning person's real award. And I am a morning person. Those who go to bed early and get up early have lower rates of heart disease, diabetes, and overall lower health rates than those who stay up late. You hear me? Those who stay up late and get up late. So it's just something to think about. You know, God made us the way he did for a reason. And, you know, for us to, we're just supposed to function during the day. Our bodies are designed to work best when we go to sleep early in the evening and get up early in the morning. And Dr. Timothy Monk, one of the foremost authorities on sleep, said that human beings are built to be daytime creatures. It's hardwired into our circulatory, into our circuitry. It's hardwired in us, y'all. I mean, it's not something that somebody just thought of and said, okay, this is what we're supposed to do. It's been hardwired in us by the master. So just to, you know, share that with you. So when you deliberately try to shift the sleep and wake cycle, it's like having a symphony with two conductors, each one beating out a different time. So you really got to take some note. Take some, you know, how do you feel when you go to bed late and then you wake up late? Do you feel like, do you get up and running? If you don't, then that you may want to consider changing your sleep habits. Because when we go to bed early and you get up early, you should get up raring to go. sometimes I have to make myself just say, wait a minute, hold on. Because I get to running so tough and so fast sometimes until I'll forget things, so I have to really just say, okay, wait a minute, hold on, let me get my list. Do I have my phone? Do I have this? Do I have my water? You see what I'm saying? So it's important. So it's something. The payoff for early birds is worth getting out of bed for. Regularity in one's life also leads to healthier eating patterns. Such as, you notice when you stay up late at night, you notice you want to eat. And what's happening to all that stuff you eating? And listen, you ain't eating nothing like no salad. You know you want some rich foods, you want some sweet foods, you want some salty foods. And where is all that being stored? Then when you happen to just turn over and go to sleep, you know where it's going, right to the middle. And you know that middle weight is really some dangerous weight. So now, it's time, you got to break that habit so that you can build a more healthy eating pattern. You know, such as good fasting and less late night snacking. This can boost your immune system to help you ward off colds, improve your mental performance during the day, and also decrease stress. And you know what, y'all? We are so stressful now. It's so much going on now, you know. So you've got to do whatever you can do to limit your stress. Stress kills. It brings about a whole lot of other problems. So, you know, we just want to be mindful of some things and listen to your body. Listen to your body. When your body is sleepy at night, and you ready to, don't make it stay up and watch TV. Come on. You know, it's telling you, oh, I'm sleepy and you're going to lay there. I'm just going to watch this. Sometimes you even end up dozing off. And see the light, that's what, I'm going to give you some information on that one week about how that light from that TV really affects you. When you even think you're sleeping, you never get into REM sleep. You never get into deep sleep when that TV is shining, that light from that TV is shining on you. So it's a waste because at a certain time at night, between the hours of, I think it's 9:30 and 6, that's when the healing hormones are being released. So you want to get every drop of your healing hormones. You want to do that, you see? So let's just be more mindful about our rest habits. We're creatures of rest. We need rest. We need to sleep during the night and be awake during the day. So just wanted to share that with you. And, wow, look at the clock on the wall. It's telling me I got like a little over a minute. So on that note, I want to thank you guys for tuning in to Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. D. And we're brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. Come back. Come back next week, and we'll do it again. My guest next – oh, I'm going to let that be a surprise for you. You're going to love my guest next week. So come back and invite somebody on with you. Remember, sharing is caring. Call somebody and say, listen, tune in. Okay? You'll be glad you did. Thanks, guys. I love you all. And it's time to go to night-night. So night-night, all of you that like stand up during the night and watch TV, you know who I'm talking to. I love you. Yeah, you know who I'm talking to. Go to bed. Good night.